Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. Good Wednesday morning to all of you. Today is day 13 of our sojourn toward 40. Amen. We are making our way to the halfway mark of our time of prayer and fasting together. And I pray that God is continuously blessing your life, amen, in a special, special way. Thank you for joining on this morning and listening live, and those who will listen later, God bless you as well. All right, I'm excited about this word, so I'm going to get right to it. Let's go to Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 6. And I want to read in your hearing verses 14 through 16 in your own personal private time with God. I would you would read the 5th and 6th chapter, which I know will bless your life tremendously. Amen. But for our time together, I want to read Joshua chapter 6, verses 14 through 16, which I believe will be a blessing and a small message for us to hear today. Here begins the reading of God's word. So on the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to camp. They did this for 6 days. Verse 15, on the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. Except on that day, they circled the city 7 times. Verse 16. The 7th time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." I love it. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about just keep moving. Just keep moving. Beloved, anything that stays sedentary or still tends to fade off and eventually die. Doctors have said that a body at rest tends to stay at rest, but a body in motion tends to stay in motion. In other words, the more we are active, the more we are moving, the more we are doing something, the more we'll have activity, not only in our bodies, but also activity in our minds and in our spirits. And I know that life can feel like a big, winding, meandering circle. You know, I'm moving, Pastor, but it just seems like the circles that I'm moving in are just going round and round and round. It seems like you're experiencing the same old thing over and over again. And I know I'm not supposed to stay still, but at the same time, the circles that I'm moving in don't seem to be getting me anywhere. Doesn't seem to be advancing me anywhere. And so over and over again, you feel like I have no gains in sight. But remember this, that every day God gives us an opportunity at life. God then is telling us to just keep moving. There may be some things ahead of you that seem to be impossible to handle, but just keep moving. You don't know how things will get accomplished. You're kind of scratching your head on how it's going to get done, but just keep moving. Seems like the odds are stacked against you and you don't have the resources or the strength or the ability or capability to get things done, but just keep moving. Because sometimes, beloved, what seems insurmountable and what seems overwhelming, we have to then relinquish that to God. That while we're moving, can I help somebody? While we're moving, know that God is moving as well. In Joshua chapter 5, verse 14, the Bible lets us know that Joshua was near the city of Jericho, probably during surveillance for the battle that was to come. And it was there that the commander of the Lord's army appeared with a drawn sword. And Joshua asked him the question. He said, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" And the commander of the Lord's army says, "Neither." But the commander of the Lord's army said, "I have now come." And the Bible says that Joshua got down on his knees, and then the commander of the Lord's army said, "Take off your shoes, for the ground you are standing on is holy ground." And it is there, beloved, in Joshua chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, that it reads, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, God help me, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its kings and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days.'" Listen, beloved, God has already given us what we need. We have to just keep moving because God is already moving. So the relevant question this morning is, why is it important to just keep moving? And what momentum will this movement bring? Why is this important to just keep moving? And what momentum will this movement bring? There are three things out of the text I want to give us on today. Number one, you got to just keep moving because you have to remember that you always walk by faith. Listen, beloved, always walk by faith. Look at verse 14. Verse 14 says, "So on the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp, for they did this for 6 days." So the people remained silent. Only ones that made noise were the priests who had the trumpets. This was a walk of faith. And they had to be obedient in the face of their greatest obstacle. So, beloved, hear this. This is a walk of faith because this battle plan did not start with a military plan. This battle plan started with a faith plan. It's a faith plan. Look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, "But Joshua had commanded the army, 'Do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout.'" In other words, sometimes, beloved, you got to just keep moving in silence, but your silence does not mean that you're not moving by faith. You see, when you walk by faith with God, you will never have to fear your enemies. When you walk by faith and with God, your enemies or whatever obstacles you may be facing in front of you or ahead of you may seem insurmountable. But your silence is in obedience to God. And so you got to just keep moving. So that's the walk of faith. Sometimes, beloved, you just got to keep moving and always walk by faith. But the second thing I want to show you is that you got to keep moving because when God guides, hallelujah, God provides. When God guides, God provides. Look at verse 15. Verse 15 says, "On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. Except on that day, they circled the city 7 times. Notice, beloved, that the Ark of the Covenant was leading them. The 7 priests that were chosen had 7 trumpets that were near the Ark of the Covenant. The armies of the Lord marched around the wall behind the priests 7 times on the seventh day. This is the guiding hand of God. And what we must know is that God is a God of order. We have to let God guide our footsteps as we head into spiritual battles. Because where God guides, God provides. And listen, with every step, remember, God has orchestrated a perfected plan that's about to come to pass. Remember, verse 2 says, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands." So where God guides, God provides. I've already given Jericho into your hands. All you got to do, hallelujah, is be obedient and follow the order that I've already orchestrated. Because remember, this was not a military plan. This was a faith plan, a perfected plan by the hand of God. Seven priests, seven trumpets, seven times on the seventh day. God's perfected plan. All right, I got to get out of here. Here it is. Third thing I want to give you is not only is it important that if you're going to keep it moving to always walk by faith, not only is it important that you walk by faith because where God guides, God provides. But here's the last thing, beloved, I want to give you. You should always walk by faith. You all should always keep moving because with every step, God will give you strength to shout. With every step, God will give you strength to shout. Look at verse 16. Well, I'm getting happy here. Verse 16, the seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." Now, beloved, there are times when we are to move in silence and only do the things that are necessary. Everybody don't need to know your every move. Everybody doesn't need to know every move that God has instructed you to make. So sometimes when you walk, you must walk in silence, not letting whatever obstacle or enemy against you know the plans of God. But then there comes a time when God has given you complete victory that you're supposed to shout. But watch this. Wait a minute. They are asked by Joshua to shout, but here's the thing. The battle hadn't even begun yet. He says, go on and shout with a shout of victory. But the battle hadn't even begun yet, but the battle has already been won. You don't have to wait till the battle is won. You can shout now. Because the perfected plan of God has already been put in place. I don't know who needed to hear this, but just keep moving. Just keep moving. I know right now you're moving and it seems like it's circles and you're not getting anywhere, odds stacked. Just keep moving. And when you keep moving with every step, God will give you the strength to shout troubles over. And guess what? You're going to be able to declare victory even before the battle is won. The walls of Jericho came down, but the Bible lets us know that it wasn't until the walls came down that they were able to charge in and begin the battle. The battle hadn't begun, but the victory had already been won. The battle hadn't begun, but the victory had already been achieved. Victory is achieved because they had the faith to believe. And, beloved, that's what we must have. Just keep moving. Have the faith to believe that victory can be achieved. Just keep moving. This reminds me of 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16. The Bible says, when the Lord returns, there will be a shout, and there will be the blast of the trumpet of the archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first. We will have victory over the enemy. However, the final battle will not have been fought yet. That's a rising of the rapture. But we're going to rise in victory. That's why you got to just keep moving. Just keep pressing. Just keep moving and watch God's perfected plan come to fruition. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning thankful on this 13th day of the fast, Lord, that we have victory in Jesus. That, Lord, you just want us to keep moving. That, Lord, we're not to stay sedentary, not to stay still, but just keep moving. And I know, Lord God, that some of us are feeling it because we're only experiencing the same old thing over and over again. It seems as if there are no gains in sight. It seems as if we have odds stacked against us. It seems as if this is going to be impossible to accomplish, Lord God. But, Lord, we then defer to your faith plan. Your faith plan, Lord God. So, Lord God, we want to just keep moving. Even if we have to move in silence for a while, we want to just keep moving, getting prepared to shout troubles. We want to just keep moving, knowing that, Lord God, we have the victory even before the battle is won. So, Lord, continue to keep us, guide us, direct us, and give us everything we need so that we can shout troubles over. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, don't wait till the battle is over. Go on and shout now in Jesus' name. Just keep moving. Y'all be blessed. Amen.